Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, where the broken are made whole by God. Do you hear me today? Where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This service is emanating from Baltimore, Maryland. Hallelujah. We are on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our contact information, hallelujah, the Potter's House Church, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Again, that's Post Office Box, hallelujah, 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. And our telephone number is 410-444-5152. Again, that's 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. And this is your host, hallelujah, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Peaches Byrd. Hallelujah. We are on fire for the Lord today. We thank God. Hallelujah. It may be cold outside in Baltimore, but it's hot in here. Hallelujah. God, we're on fire for the Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. And before we go any further, we wanted you to, hallelujah, give you some housekeeping suggestions. Hallelujah. Get your pen, your pencil, your magic marker, your flam, and get a composition notebook or something to write on, because we're going to be giving you scriptures. We're going to give you some words. You're going to be giving you a whole bunch of stuff tonight. It's going to bless you. It's going to bless your socks off. Oh, glory to God. Call your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your son, your daughter, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Call the cat and the dog. Call everybody. Get around the phone. Come on. Somebody have a need in their life. Somebody needs to be healed, delivered, and set free. Someone needs to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on now. Get them on the phone. Hallelujah. You know the number. You just dialed it. Come on now. So, hallelujah. Get them on the line right now. Call them now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rachel, call your friends. Hallelujah. Stephanie, call your friends now. Hallelujah. Talitha, Joe, call your friends. Call somebody on the call. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for you. God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Margie Mercer, Overseer Norman Nevins. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for all of you that tuned in right now. Hallelujah. In the atmosphere. Hallelujah. There is an anointing in the atmosphere right now. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is present to heal and to deliver and set the captives free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mother, the Lord Harris, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Andy Harris, Yvette Harris, Ronald Harris, God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank God for the whole family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell, hallelujah. God bless you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sterling, hallelujah. Reggie, hallelujah. Glory to God. Barry, David, hallelujah. Scooter, glory to God. Hallelujah. Alan, glory to God. Donya, Tiffany, hallelujah. Diamond, Faith. And Coco, oh, hallelujah, those are two cats. Hallelujah, we're close to God. We're mentioning everybody today. Tanya, over there in Ellicott City, hallelujah. And Calvin, God bless you. And David, God bless you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, Sister Sheila from Jeffers, Maryland. Hallelujah, glory to God. Pastor Peggy and Pastor Michael Bean from Hanover, Pennsylvania. Hallelujah, Mother 19 down there in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and Dorothy in Tarboro, North Carolina. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Jeffrey and Maria over there in North Hollywood, California, and Bob and Lil Smith up there in Boston, Massachusetts. Hello to you. Glory to God. And Dwight, hallelujah, and the entire family. You got a clan down there in Florida. God bless you. Hallelujah. And Tony and Vicky down in South Carolina and Georgia. God bless you. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland and Raheem, God bless you. My goodness. Hallelujah. Sister QB Stevenson and Dominique and Justin and your family. Hallelujah. Regina Bruce and her family. Glory to God. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Look, glory to God. Sister Dukes, George Dukes, and Tavon and Maureen, all the family there. Hallelujah. Julie Warren, glory to God. Julie, hallelujah. Got your name wrong. Julie, glory to God. Anna and Ava, Kitty and little Kitty, and Stephanie and little Stephanie, and Desiree and Dominique and Monica. Come on now. And Justin, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Carol Tunstall, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Carolyn Powers and Doug and Teresa Wilson and Carol King, Carol Powers King. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for all. Denise Brown. Oh, Miss Brown. Glory to God. Alicia Dempsey. God bless you. Our God. Glory to God. We thank God for you. And another Cynthia on the line. And there's a prophet Cynthia on the line. God bless you. Oh, my goodness. We thank God for all of you. Glory to God. Talitha and Joe, I said that already. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Raymond and Banks. Hallelujah. Minister Raymond Banks. Hallelujah. From Chesapeake, Virginia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we just thank God for all of the folks that are around, that are tuned into to the service. Hallelujah. We thank you. Glory to God. For new folks that have joined in, we thank God for you tonight. And we all do know, hallelujah, that we have, we are in the midst of African American History Month. And one of the things that we are going to do right now, Pastor's Corner, is going to be different, but it's going to be all right. I'm going to tell you. This is going to be different today. Here it is. Hallelujah.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream was given on August 28, 1963. The words of Reverend King echoed long after his death in 68. This memorable day was in Washington, D.C., a hot afternoon, when he spoke before a crowd of 200,000 overlooking the reflecting pool from the Lincoln Memorial.
Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities. Knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friend, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream.
Mm.
It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream.
Hallelujah.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream.
Hallelujah.
That one day,
thank you, Lord.
Even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
That my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
One day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists,
mm-hmm.
with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification.
Yeah.
One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and
Hallelujah. Yes.
I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted.
Mm.
Every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is the faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee." Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California, but not only that, let freedom ring. From Stone Mountain of Georgia,
yeah.
Let freedom ring. From Lookout Mountain of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Let freedom ring from every hill and mole hill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, hallelujah, that is as fresh as yesterday's newspaper. I want you to know that. Hallelujah. We thank God for being able to even play that. And I thank God for the opportunity for this nation to rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it's coming. Oh, I know there are a lot of naysayers here because you see a lot of Proud Boys and they ain't got nothing to really be proud of. And all these other folks, white citizens, whatever groups and all that kind of stuff. Hey, hallelujah. We know that our Redeemer liveth, glory to God. We know, glory to in whom we believe in, hallelujah. And greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it seems like. I don't care what it even feels like. We are more than conquerors. And justice shall roll on like waters, and righteousness like a mighty stream. God said so, and I believe his word today. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name.
Right.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's give thanks. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gloria to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Bless every hearer tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let us just be hearers, Lord, but let us be doers of your word, too.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the rain, the snow, the sleet, the hail, the ice. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for taking care of us through it all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word that's going to go out tonight. For the right now word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we trust that it's going to be sown. We claim it's going to be sown on good ground, Lord God.
Yes.
Bring it forth 100, 1,000 for return in the name
yes.
of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our hearts being pliable, Lord God, for you just having your way in our life, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. It's going to be sown on good ground, Lord God, and we're going to tend to your word. We're going to cherish your word. Hallelujah. We're going to do what your word say, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the day. Lord God, bless this evening. Bless the hearers.
Hallelujah.
If any sick, touch, heal their bodies in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for every hearer. Hallelujah. Bless the pastor, Lord God, as he brings forth the word. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, we'll be careful to give your name all the praise. Lord God, it's all the glory and honor is yours, Father.
Yes.
Lord God, you won't share your glory with another. Hallelujah, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, God, because you're worthy, Jesus, of all the praise, of all the glory and the honor. Hallelujah, it's yours, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. We thank God for his word because his word never changes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our Old Testament scripture, we know it's Jeremiah 18. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord
Hallelujah.
Saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter.
Hallelujah.
So he made it again another vessel,
yes.
as seemed good to the potter to make it.
Hallelujah.
And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
We are clay in the potter's hand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Our New Testament scripture, Romans 12:1-2.
Hallelujah.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Mm-hmm.
And be not conformed to this world,
mm-hmm.
but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Hallelujah.
May God add a blessing to the reading of the word.
Hallelujah.
And may the listeners be not just listeners, but hearers. And not just be hearers, but doers of the word too.
Amen. I like that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Please.
Oh, I just thank God for another day. I just thank God for being that friend that's sticking closer than a brother.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God because he is right beside me, Lord God, ever blessing me to everything I have to do. And when I come upon things in life that I don't know how to do or kind of shaky about, he always brings me help. He always brings me help.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God because I'm constantly casting my cares over on him because I know I'm frail. I know what I cannot do. Or whatever, but even things that I feel as if I can do, I have to ask the Lord to help me.
Yes.
Because I want to do it all to the glory and honor of him. Hallelujah. And I thank God for allowing my light to shine out. I thank God for getting bolder and bolder and more bolder in him.
Hallelujah.
To be able to give the word and not be afraid or ashamed of saying or speaking the word of God, because it is what the world needs.
Yes.
So the world is hungry for truth.
Hallelujah.
They're hungry for the word of God. Hallelujah. I thank God for the weather that they're anticipating, but I thank God it is not what Texas has.
Mm.
What I was told Texas have gotten, and so many of Texas, so much of Texas, even our friends are in the dark. There is no electricity, and thank God, this one family, they do have a fireplace, and that's the only thing that's keeping them warm.
Jesus.
They are able to have the fireplace on, and we are asking saints of God, pray for Texas. Pray for Texas. Hallelujah. They weren't prepared for weather like this. They don't get weather like this. They don't get ice and snow and storm, ice storms and snowstorms like this. They have not been prepared. But God is proving himself to them even in the snowstorm. God is a God even in the snowstorm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Miracles and praise reports are even going to come out of the snowstorm. Hallelujah.
God is
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
And he will be to you whatever you take him to be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You take him to be heat when it's cold. Hallelujah. That's what he'll be. Hallelujah. He's going to prove himself. He's going to bring miracles and testimonies even out of the snowstorm. Hallelujah. I want y'all to pray, especially for the Govog family. A friend of mine, he's down in his family. He said they don't have electricity. They don't have running water. Hallelujah. And it's cold. When you get into single digits, and then it gets into below, hallelujah, hallelujah. They aren't crickets, so they can't rub their legs together. Hallelujah. They can't clack their heels together and say, take me back to Kansas or whatever. But God is proving himself even in this cold weather.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Turn it back over to you, Bishop. Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches, I'm going to tell you, Texas is 260,000 square miles, and the whole state is being attacked right now. 260,000 square miles in Texas, and they're being beset right now. So we pray for them. We pray for them, hallelujah, right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Pastor Peaches, you know what I forgot? When I was dealing with the housekeeping suggestions, I forgot to tell them of what to do about communion. You want to tell them what they need to do?
Take out your, get your juice, something to drink, juice, water, milk, whatever, and take out some crackers, some toast, some bread, some elements that will be able to be a representation of the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. Give something. Make sure every family member that's gathered around the phone has it. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Whatever healing you need from the Lord, that's what we're going to put before him when we take Holy Communion.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sick and needs healing right now. Get them on the phone. Call them real quick. Freeway them into the cause. Do something, but get them on the call, because God is going to heal, deliver, and set the captives free today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. Glory to God. The word of God says, "Can examine yourselves." And we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we speak, when we speak the covenant names of the Lord, hallelujah, he becomes that to us. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, O God, that you are Jehovah Sidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin.
Hallelujah.
We repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Every sin of omission and commission, please forgive us, O Lord. And we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And hallelujah. Lord Jesus, glory to God. Isaiah 53:5 says, "You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed." Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "With your stripes we were healed." Hebrews 9:22 says, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin." Revelation 1:5 says, "You washed our sins with your own blood." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28 says, "We have redemption through your blood. It is through your blood that our sins are forgiven, Lord." Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name, Lord.
Yeah.
Now, your word said that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. And right now, before we go any further, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion. Mm-hmm. We thank you for them, O Lord. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, sanctify it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, again, Baruch Hashem Adonai. Blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily, because we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, "I set before you life of death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live." Psalms 118:17 says, "You will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord." Numbers 23:19, "God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it set up to do it." Isaiah 55:11 says, "Your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent." We thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, glory to God, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, and we thank you, Lord, he broke it and declared, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's eat together.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you that your word says, hallelujah. Luke 4:18, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out to outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Cancers disappear in Jesus' name right now. Hallelujah. Tumors disappear in Jesus' name right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. New heart, new lungs.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
New kidneys. Hallelujah. Glory to God. New spleens, new gallbladders, new bladders. Right now, come forth. New knees, new hips. Come forth right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Diabetes, be normal in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to high blood pressure, be normal in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory. Arthritis, disappear in Jesus' name. Rheumatism, disappear in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Blinded eyes, open right now in Jesus' name. Stopped up ears. Hallelujah. The dumb talk right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Repeat this after me. You couldn't talk, but you can talk now. Say, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, somebody help him. Say, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, because he's the answer. Hallelujah. You couldn't talk before, but now you talk. Hallelujah. You in the wheelchair. Get out of the wheelchair right now in Jesus' name. And one, hallelujah, around your house. Around wherever you are, around the nursing home, tell her you can't help yourself. Jesus done healed your body. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. And Father God, we thank you that healing, according to your word, in Matthew 15:26, and 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, and glory to God, Psalms 100, and Galatians, hallelujah. Hallelujah. First John. Hallelujah. 3:1-2 and Galatians 3:26 says, "We are your children and the sheep of your pasture." Hallelujah. And healing is the bread of your children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving us the bread, oh God. Hallelujah. The healing bread. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, he declared, "This is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new promises. This is my new commandment. This is what I'm going to give you. And I mean it because I wrote it in my blood. Drink together now." Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 says, God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, overtake you." Come on, Shakara the Most High. When I see the blood, I will pass over your home. I thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers your home, your family, your loved ones, your jobs, your ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Oh, I feel my help coming now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, decimates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. There to my heart was the blood of Christ. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Precious name. Hallelujah. Glory to name, precious name, hallelujah. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mm.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless his holy name. Father God, we thank you for Holy Communion on tonight. Oh, don't you feel better already? Come on now. Say amen, somebody. If I can't buy an amen, can I rent one for a little while? Say amen, hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah.
Say amen. Come on, somebody out there. Sister Sandra, Sister Linda, Apostle Dwight, say amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Mildred, hallelujah. Pastor Viola, Pastor Lewis, glory to God. Lorena, Mother Johnson, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we thank God for Mother Johnson. She'll be 99 years old in a couple of months, two or three months. Glory to God. Oh, bless be the Lord. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. Oh, I feel pretty good right now. Hallelujah. Right now, y'all, we ain't finished yet. Our family daily confession. Now, we're standing in the gap for every man, woman, boy, and girl in your families. I want you to understand this.
Yes.
Everyone in and out of Christ. We don't care where they are now, but we're going to give them all to God right now. Amen. We're speaking for them. We're standing in the gap for them right now. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family and our extended family, according to Job 22:28. Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, the first chapter, that whole first chapter. Check it out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Acts 1:8. Romans 8:11. Glory to Yahweh. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Psalms 19:14. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, I'm going to tell you, I feel like shouting right now. You know that? I feel like shouting right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But guess what? It's time for the word of God. Isn't that wonderful?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, somebody say hallelujah out there. Come on now. Oh, God done woke you up this morning. Done had you going all day long. See, 90% of your day is waking up in the morning. You don't wake up, you got a bad day going on. Come on now. But you woke up. Hallelujah. He started you on your way. And now, glory to God, you still in the land of the living, and you don't have no toe tag on your toes. Come on now. They ain't put you in a freezer. Hallelujah. You're still, hallelujah, in the land of the living. That means God got something for you to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he got something for me to do. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly. But I season with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Ghost, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let your anointing and your blessings break forth on the right hand and on the left. Hallelujah. Glory to God. North, east, south, and west. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All over the world. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Save me, save you. Notice now, you will not steal the word that shall come forth. Hallelujah. We bind you in Jesus' name. We evict you in Jesus' name. We shut you up and cast you out in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for giving 30, 60, and 100 fold, and even 1,000-fold increase in blessing over the seed that shall be sown tonight in Jesus' name. Let everybody say amen.
Amen. And your
word. Oh, I can't hear you. Oh, that's better. Hallelujah. Go ahead, God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. I'm on fire right now. Y'all better watch out. Hallelujah. I Pastor Peaches, don't come in here and you touch me because it's going to be sizzling. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? I was sizzling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel my help coming. Mm. I got to take some of you back a little ways. Mm. Some of you may know Charlie McCarthy. Some of you may know of Mortimer Nerd. Mm. I'm getting some of you. And some of you may know Holly Duty. Mm. All right. I'm going back to the 50s.
Wow.
All right now. Some folks was born in the 50s. I'm going to leave that alone. Mm-hmm. Y'all still wet behind the ears. But anyway, they were puppets. Mm, 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 mm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They were puppets. And the puppet master was Edgar Bergen or something like that, for Charlie McCarthy and Mortimer Snurd. And Buffalo Bob Smith was Holly Duty's a puppet master. Mm. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got news for you. Mm. We got some puppet masters out here now.
Mm.
We got some puppet masters out here now. What's that first scripture I gave you?
Hallelujah. Matthew 8:24.
Matthew 8:24. Is that right? Or was that 6:24? Go to 8:24. Are you there?
Yes.
What did it say?
And there arose a great tempest in the sea.
No, go to 6:24.
Hallelujah. And behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Hallelujah.
Well, you know what? Go to the next scripture, because that's not the scripture I want.
Joshua 24:15.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, the scripture, it must be in, hallelujah, glory to God. It's in, glory to God. John
13:14.
Yeah, 6:14. What does that say?
6:14, 13:14. 13:14.
Okay, go to 13:14. What does that say?
I then, your Lord and Master?
Okay. That's not the one. There's a scripture. I'm going to get it right. I missed it. I think it's in Matthew's. It says, you cannot serve two masters. Because either you will love one and hate the other, or you hate one and love the other. You cannot serve two masters. And I need to share with you for a few minutes on the topic of how to identify puppet masters in your life. See, because you know it's not God. He gives us choice. Is that right?
Amen.
Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life. The word choice. He gives you choice. And you and your children shall live.
No, it's 6:24.
What is it?
Matthew 6:24. For no man can serve two masters.
That's the one. Okay.
Either he will hate the one, love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
It's important for you to understand this, because there are people in your life that are high maintenance, that want to live on faith, but want to live on your faith. You got to understand who they are. And God gives you a tool so you can discern that. But let me share this with you. Get your pen. There are four types of people in the world. Those who add, subtract, multiply, and divide. Now, I'm going to talk about the subtract and divide folk right now. I might not be able to get to the add, multiply people until Wednesday. But the subtract and divide folk, these are negative people. These are people who are always complaining Again, they want to live on faith, but it's your faith they want to live on. They don't go to God for themselves. They want you to provide for them. I remember a pastor from Texas. We talked about Texas. He had a brother and sister. They were married, and they were moving somewhere else. And they asked him to help them, and he did. He gave them finances. And then they called him back. He needed some more money. He sent him some money. And it seems like every other month, they were calling him for more help. It got to the point that this was a routine and had problems with their rent. And for some reason, this happened, that happened every 2-3 months, the same problem. Now, I know some of you say, well, aren't we supposed to help? Titus
3:10.
Titus 3:14.
And that says, and let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful.
You've heard the word enabler. People who subtract and divide people, they're negative people. Mm. They're not coming bringing something to you. They're always taking from you. They're stealing your resources. They're always complaining. If it's not one thing, it's another. It seems like they don't grow in grace. They grow in disgrace. They grow in problems. The sister, I call a sister, tragedy. And we do have tragedy in our lives, but not every week, not every day.
Amen.
I call him Brother Trouble. And we do have trouble in our lives, but not every day, not every week. But you see somebody that keeps coming to you like that over and over again, they are needed. They're high maintenance. Mm. You're not helping them by being an enabler.
Amen.
If you're doing the same thing for them that you did 5 years ago, guess what? They wrong, but so are you.
Mm.
It's time for you to not be distracted. They're stopping you from fulfilling your destiny in God. They are the puppet masters. They're pulling your strings. And the one string that they try to pull all the time is to make you feel guilty. Sometimes it's friends, sometimes it's family. They want to get you, put the guilt trip on you. I've got news for you. Anytime someone tries to put a guilt trip on you, you can immediately say, no, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Why? Because they're either full of the devil or they're being led by the devil. Because you know what Romans 8:1 says? You want to run to that real quick? What does 8:1 say? I know it by heart, though. Romans 8:1 says there's therefore now no condemnation to it. That means no guilt.
Them that are in Christ.
In Christ. You in Christ, baby.
After the Spirit.
And see, they try to put guilt on you. They ain't working for the Lord.
Mm.
They trying to steal your joy. They're trying to steal your resources. Look. They're coming to you every week. They got a problem every week. If it's not one, it's nice to help them once or twice. Mm. There is a scripture. There is a scripture. Go to Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4. I think it's Hebrews 4:12. What does that say? Hebrews 4:12. See what Hebrews 4:12 says. No, that's the one. Okay. Okay, we can go to that. See, God has given us a tool so we can know who the puppet masters are. You know what that tool is? The gift of discernment of spirits. That's the gift to know what's motivating folks. Folks don't want to grow up. Look, when you're born physically and spiritually, you can't really do a whole lot for yourself. You ask God for this, and it's boom, The baby, when the baby is born, hungry, he wise, and somebody feeds him. Somebody puts clothes on him, takes clothes off him. He messes. They clean him up, wash him up, they feed him, all that kind of stuff. They do all that for him. But as he grows older, he's supposed to be able to do a little bit more for himself. Supposed to be doing more, and the older he gets, the more he's supposed to be doing more for himself. And so if you are still doing, got pampers on your 22-year-old son, and he's not disabled, you're partially disabled, you understand what I'm saying? If you still have to feed him and he's not disabled, you understand what I'm saying? There's something wrong with that picture. That's something folk are put in your way to get you off track. Because, see, you have a destiny in Christ. And if you live your life for other people, you ain't going to make it there. I remember the story of the old man and his donkey. And he had a little boy. And he's riding the donkey and the little boy walking beside him. And somebody said, "Oh, that's a shame. You having that little boy walking. You riding the donkey." So he puts the boy on the donkey, and he starts walking beside the donkey. And then somebody else said, "Oh, you know, little boy, you should be ashamed of yourself. Having your father walk, or your grandfather walk, and you riding the donkey." So both of them walking beside the donkey. Then after a while, somebody said, "You know, that's saying, y'all were waking that donkey." By the time they got to the city, both of the grandson and the grandfather were carrying a donkey. Because you can't please everybody. Come on now. You can't please everybody. Don't even try.
Amen.
Because you're going to mess yourself up. And if ain't somebody trying to put a guilt trip on you, you got to hear this. I say you got to hear this. You got to hear this. If they put a guilt trip on you, you say, well, since you said that, I'm sorry, I can't help you. And that's scriptural. Give me some more scripture. What does Titus 3, 9, 10, and 11 say? But read that for me.
Titus 3,
9. Let me see if that's what I'm looking for. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to talk to some folks.
Titus 3:9 says, "But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions."
Okay, keep on. That's good.
"Strivings about the law."
Okay, go ahead. Keep reading. Keep reading.
"They are unprofitable and vain."
Okay, keep going.
14 says.
Oh, you read that was 9 through 11?
That was 9. 10 says, "A man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition reject."
Okay. You know what a heretic is? Is a person who doesn't want to follow God's word. That's a heretic. Now, the Bible says a man don't work, don't eat. And you got a rusty old man. You up there going to work, working overtime, trying to keep your household safe, and there's a rusty old man up there, and he playing games on his cell phone and watching TV. You're not supposed to feed him. And if you tell him about himself, what's that scripture say? Two admonitions that you reject him. Is that what it say? Is that what it say? You got some folk. I know one pastor. He worked at the same place as other guy worked. And said, "Well, let's carpool. One week I'll pick you up and drive you, and the next week you can pick me up and drive it." And that went on for about a month and a half. And then the other guy's car broke down. And so the pastor had to pick up a week. After that, his brother had to borrow the car, and then he said, "This, you know, he's been driving every week, picking up this guy," and he said, "Look here, Are you planning to drive anymore to pick me up? So well, I'm trying to keep my mileage down. Did you hear that? He's trying to keep his mileage down but not drive. And then he gets upset because the pastor said, I'm sorry, I can't pick you up anymore. I can't drive you anymore. And he gets upset at the pastor. You're supposed to be holy. You're supposed to be a pastor. You're supposed to, no, he ain't supposed to be crazy. You don't want to put your mileage up, but you don't mind wearing the pastor out. So, look, it's time for folk to grow up. You've been dealing with some folk, the same thing with them for year in and year out for 5, 10 years, and they still haven't gone past that point. It's time to reject them. Now, I didn't say stop praying for them. In other words, cut the apron cord. I know some people say something else, but I put it this way. Take the baby bottle out of their mouth. They ain't babies anymore.
Amen.
I know some folk been doing that, and their child's 50 years old. I know what, glory to God. I know some folk, glory to God, they've been so, what do you call it, needy. They get a flat tire, and they call their father in another state, and they in their 50s. What are he going to do? Fly up and change the tire? It's time for us to help these folks grow up. Don't be an enabler, because you got to work out your destiny.
Amen.
Don't get distracted by the negative people. And guess what? I'm going to tell you, it's always a one-way street with them. Look, when you have a problem, you call them. They done joined the witness protection service. You can't even find them. They go straight to the voicemail. And you don't hear from them for 2 weeks because they figure, well, they've been calling. It should be over needing me. And so you finally give them 2 weeks. Oh, you should have let me know. I tried. Now, I'm going to tell you, I told somebody this. You can go on a vacation to the Himalaya Mountains and get on top of the Himalaya Mountains. Oh, you look on your cell phone, and there is no reception. You can't. There's no contact. But somehow, this needy person, this subtract and divide person, will find you and will somehow, my phone's ringing. You're on the top of the Himalaya Mountains, one of the largest, the tallest mountains in the world. I don't know if it's the tallest, but it's one of them. And you can say, hey, look, I need to borrow $500 from you. Do you know where I am? Yeah, you're on vacation somewhere. But can you wire it to me? They can find you. But you can't find them when you have a need.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to open your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You're not helping them.
Amen.
When you give them what they're asking for if they could have done it for themselves.
Amen.
Listen to me. It's a trick of the enemy to derail you, to hold you up from reaching your destiny in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Identify the puppet masters in your life, those who try to manipulate you, manipulative behavior, high maintenance people, always got a need, always got a rent problem, always got a food problem, and they working 4 jobs. And can't feed themselves. There's a problem with that picture. Always, they're working 3 jobs, and they want you to put gas in their car. There is a problem with that picture. You need to understand discernment of spirits. That's understanding the motivation. Hebrews 4. Now you go to Hebrews 4. 12. Hebrews 4:12.
Sound like they need some tough love,
doesn't
it?
That tough love. That's what you're talking about. Thank you, Pastor. That's true. Tough love. See, you got to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You discernment of spirits is always on for you.
Mm.
If you get in Christ, you can discern the motivation. Why are they doing what they're doing? They're doing what they're doing because they're lazy. Glory to God.
I'm not talking about everybody. You can know who's trying to use you and abuse you. You know, like I said, those that are trying to put a guilt trip on you, you can just cut them off and say, I'm sorry, I don't receive that. You're trying to put a guilt trip on me. I don't care if it's a wrestler. I'm going to pray for you, but I'm going to let you deal with your situation because this is the fourth time you come up with the same thing. And, you know, I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. Did you hear that? You can say that. I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. You coming with the same thing. I had somebody come up to me. This is when I was a single parent way back when. And they asked me, can I borrow your rent? I'll give it back to you on Friday. This person that asked me that, I would see them once every 6 or 7 months. They were big as a pencil, and when the wind blows back, I'd be joking with Xander, what you was bought, just got back from Florida because the wind blew you down there. And they wanted to borrow my rent. And they said, I'll give it to you Friday. The only problem with that is that they didn't have a job. What, they're going to rob a bank on Friday? How are they going to give me my money back? And if I was crazy enough to give them my rent money, me and my children would have been out on the street because I wouldn't see them for 6 months. And I'd be out there with a cup. My children beside me, they got all their little cups. I got a real big cup. They got little tiny cups. And I ask you for a money. Look, y'all got to stand up. Just because you're a Christian don't make you a fool.
Amen. Amen.
Did I say that out loud? Okay. I'm sorry. Just because you're a Christian don't mean that you are a fiddle and everybody you know can play you. Trust in the Word of God. That's why I tell you, get in the Word of God. Get in the Bible. It'll tell you how to deal with these folks. Uh-huh. I mean, once or twice, they come the third time. You say, look here, don't you have a job? Yeah, but I have to do something else with my money. What? I got something to do with my money, too. What? And you give that money? Keep your money. Glory to God. Keep it in your pocket. Say, no, I love you. I pray for you. But I want to share this with you. If you need some more money, work a little harder. Work some overtime. Work a second job. Work a third job. Ask God for it. Hallelujah. I'm not the one. Yes, I know that we are the hands of God. But we got to do what we got to do. The Bible says a man don't work, don't eat. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Find out identify the puppet masters in your life. Because God said, look here. Look, what's that? Joshua 24:15 says, choose you this day who you're going to serve. He gives you choice. He don't, glory to God. Jesus said in Revelation, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody can bogart themselves, if anybody could be a puppet master, it's God. But he said, no, I'm a master, but I give you choice.
Hallelujah.
I give you choice. Choose it. Now, don't be weary in well-doing, but see, you got to make sure you do. What's that scripture? Titus 3:14. That it's profitable. It's necessary.
Hallelujah.
Some things that people ask you for ain't necessary for you to give them.
Hallelujah.
In fact, you got to say no. That's necessary.
Yes, yes.
Because they're stealing your resources. You got 17 children, and somebody comes to you want to borrow money from you, they ought to be coming bringing money to you, baby.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I hope this is helping somebody out because you need to be free of this. Anybody put you on a guilt trip, you can immediately say no because the Bible says so.
Amen.
Say no. I don't care. Look, because they're being used, they either got full of the devil or being used by the devil. Because Jesus said there's no condemnation, no guilt.
Yes.
No guilt. When Jesus say no guilt, I'm going to take
Jesus' word for it. No guilt. And if you accept the guilt, you're going against the word of God. But they made me feel so bad. And this is what you do. You give them a mirror. Says, you know, the answer to your problem, and I put the mirror in front of them so they can see themselves. That's the answer. Deal with it. I mean, you're not being disrespectful. You're trying to help them out.
Amen.
They can't live off of your faith. You got a job to do. You got a destiny in Christ. And you ain't going to make it if you're trying to please everybody.
Amen.
Trying to please everybody. Trying to buy friendship. You can't buy friendship. If they only your friends because of what you can do for them, they ain't your friends.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
Look, I'm going to tell you. I learned the hard way. And y'all stop. Look here. I loaned some money to one of my relatives. And they supposed to give it back to me. And then they came back and borrowed some more money. They forgot that they borrowed some money. I asked them for the money, and they got mad at me because I asked them for my money. I found out. Hallelujah. If you don't loan money to anybody, get collateral. Okay, if you're going to give some money to your relatives, you're going to loan money, give them money that you don't expect to be. It won't be a loss to you if you don't get it back. Expect it not to get it back. I'm going to tell you, I don't know what time it is. What time do we have? Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, hallelujah. I just wanted to share this with you because there's some folk that are troubled, that have been played like fiddles. They've been played like a bass drum. And they've been manipulated. They've been abused and used up. And then they are without. They are lacking. And then they don't understand, Lord, why did this happen? I gave her money. Did I tell you to give it? Before you give out some money, you better ask God. And then if you don't hear nothing, go to his word. Because often you say, well, God didn't answer me. Did you go to his word? Well, no, I wanted to answer audibly. You know, if I'd have wrote down in my book what you should do, why, I got to yell audibly to you. Go to my word and see what I say in my word. Don't be a knucklehead. Go to my word. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave it alone because somebody get mad at me because you wanted to ask me to borrow $500. Can I loan you $500? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord have mercy. And people will do that. You know, they got two or three jobs, and they come to me. But no one's done that, by the way. But I could visualize somebody doing that and actually loan them $500. And I don't have a job. I'm retired. I'm on a fixed income. And they want to borrow money from me. And they got four or five jobs. What are they doing with the money? Oh, well, you know, I got bills. Look, some of those bills you didn't need to have, and some of those bills may be taking out this, that, and the other, spending $200 or $300, get your hair done, a new dress on the weekend, so you can blow a lot of money, and then you need money for your rent on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then you say, well, I need money for my rent. Well, what happened to you? Oh, that's none of your business. Well, you want my money to help you with your rent, but when I ask you what happened to your money, you say that's none of my business. You want my money? That's my business. Look, you putting your money down a hole in the ground is not going to be a blessing to you or anybody. And when you give to somebody that don't know how to handle their money, you know that's what you're doing. And I need to tell you this too. Look. The worst thing you want to do is loan money to a friend or family. Give it out, though. And if you do loan and you need it back, get collateral then.
get their Rolex watch they got on their get the title to that. So I'll hold the title to your car. Glory to God. Just sign this blank place down here just in case you don't give me my money back. But you're going to take me through all of that? Yes, I am. This is not the first time you done came. And by the way, don't you ever, in Proverbs it tells you, don't you co-sign for anybody.
Amen.
The reason why they need a co-signer because they don't pay their bills. You think, good, I learned the hard way. Because I co-signed for somebody. I'm glad it was only for like $200-$300. But I paid that because they didn't pay it. If somebody needs a co-signer, I don't care if it's your children. If they need a co-signer, they ain't dealing with their business right. Tell them to fix your business, and then you can get whatever you want. You don't need what you want to get if you need a co-signer. You can wait until you get your credit straight. Better still, wait until you get enough money. Pay cash for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What time do we have, sis? Hallelujah.
8:26.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know. I hope you got something out of this. This is like a teaching. This is not the preaching. I know y'all used to hear a Brother Bird preaching. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I throw up one hand, my right hand. I throw up the left hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't let the puppet masters pull your strings. Hallelujah. Jesus cut off those strings. Hallelujah. He said, I give you choice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Choose you this day whom you shall serve. He said, hallelujah. I set before you life or death. Choose life that you and your children shall live. He gives you choice. He's standing at the door knocking. He ain't knocking your door down, both guarding you. And look here. I want y'all to hear me clearly.
Amen.
Hear me clearly. The subtract and divide folk are the folk you don't want to hang around. You only go to them when you're on a mission for God. God has told you, go tell them about the Lord. Tell them, go, if it's a funeral, a wedding, hallelujah, a family reunion, go there, preach the word, and then go on back to the ark of safety because they will sap your strength. They will take your essence, your resources, and you keep standing, having them around you. They will actually kill you. They will sap everything from you, and you be the one dying of hunger and stuff, and they over there sucking on the chicken bone, and you starving in your house because you gave your resources to them. It's time for you to wake up. And you know these folks. You know those puppet masters because they always coming to you. They're always complaining, always got their hand out. They ain't got a hand out giving you something. They want to take something. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the word that came forth today. We thank you that you freed somebody today. You ministered to somebody today. We thank you, O God. Bless them, O God. Open up their eyes. Let the gift of the discernment of spirits flow richly and continually in their life that they may see the motivation behind people coming to them. The enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy. If somebody's stealing, if they're killing, if they're destroying, watch out. They're being used of the devil. Thank you, Lord. We praise your name in Jesus' name. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. If you'd like to contact us for prayer or give us a praise report, hallelujah. Or if you would like for us to touch and agree with any matter you may have in prayer, the number is 410-444-5152. Hallelujah. If you'd like to accept this prayer, pray this prayer behind me. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and you rose again, and you're now sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for me. Father God, I confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart. Hallelujah. I believe that I am saved. I am now your child.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Saints of God, if you'd like to contact us, even by mail, it's the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. See you on Sunday.
I've been going through the pain that's really got me. Property. Can you pay with curse? That'll stop me.